Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life. I think that we all have moments in our lives where the way that we operate is we like to help people. We like to do the things that people come to us for when they need help. Some of us do really good at noticing it when we're doing it a lot, like when we're doing things that we really don't want to do, but we do them because someone else is expecting us to do them. And so we're really good at noticing, like, oh, wow, let me just say no, you know, and then we set boundaries and we are able to handle it. But then there's some of us who constantly do it. This is like something that is wired within you. It's really interesting to go down the path of researching this topic because a lot of people do say that they struggle with always being a people pleaser, always doing something that they know they don't want to do. They hate every moment of it, but every time something comes up, they just have to say yes. And it's interesting to see that a lot of this stuff can happen from like trauma, fear of being abandoned, things that happen when maybe you were a child. And so you grow up feeling like, let me do for them so that they don't leave me, so that they don't get upset, so that they don't think that I'm not trying to help. It's this triggering thing that happens. And it's so interesting because not only does it happen throughout your life with those type of people or everyone asking you for favors or everyone expecting something from you and you constantly going against what you want to do, but it also starts kind of going into other areas of your life, like your work. One of the things that's very popular that comes up for me a lot in my work when I'm working with other people in coaching is, for example, showing up as themselves and talking about things that they want to talk about on social media or whenever they're creating content, wherever they're at. They feel like they have to be someone that their audience is expecting them to be. This is also true in your personal life. You feel like you have to show up and be this certain person with like your friends, even though you feel like maybe you're a little different, but you don't want to act like that because you don't know if they're going to like it or accept you. It's kind of interesting how this can grow up with you and get into all the areas of your life. So I think it's really important for us to talk about it. I saw this quote that I really liked, and it said, if you try to please everyone, you will please no one. That is so true. How many times have you actually showed up? For example, you're a coach, you're someone who makes content online, you're going on, you share something. Do you normally attract the audience that is 100 out of 100 people love it? Usually what we see is people don't like it. It doesn't matter what you're talking about, who you are, what you look like, whatever the topic is, you're always, if you go into people's comments, you're always going to see most of the time people don't agree. People love disagreeing. And so if we function that way in our lives, in our work, in our relationships, you're going to find yourself just feeling miserable. You're going to find yourself feeling like you're not showing up as yourself. I personally think that is giving away too much power to other people to dictate what you do, what you say, how you are, what kind of person you are. And then you end up not living your life. You end up always thinking about how to behave for other people. And that's just not right. And it's also really exhausting if you think about it. This is a really good explanation of why people feel the way that they feel. It's because they're not being themselves. And here's the thing, we all, I think, experience this at one point or another, like I said, but you know, some of us are able to identify this and change, and it's easier for us than others, and some people really struggle with it. But I do think that at some point, we all have kind of done this. You have someone in your life that maybe you did something that you didn't want to do, and you constantly kept doing it just because you didn't want to tick them off, or you didn't want like to have a confrontation or even a conversation with them. But I want to share with you, first, we're going to talk about five problems that come with trying to please everyone. And then I'm going to give you some things to remember to help you kind of move away from this behavior. And again, this is not me giving you therapy. Like, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I do think that if this is something that's really severe for you, if you need help with this, go and reach out to someone that can help you. Go find a professional that's going to help you. This is just like my opinion, things that I have noticed, things that I have worked with other people who have shared what has worked for them, and just research, things I've read. And so that's all this is. But if you absolutely need help, professional help, make sure you guys go and seek it. Okay, so let's talk about the problems. What's the problem with this? Number one, I already gave it to you. You can't please everyone. there's always going to be someone who disagrees. So if you think about it, when you go about your life trying to please everyone, you're literally setting yourself up for disappointment. You're literally setting yourself up for an impossible situation, because the reality of the matter is you will never be able to please everyone. So what do you do then? You have to be yourself, right? You have to just be you and accept and know, hey, not everyone's going to like me and that's okay. But I can't show up trying to think about who's going to like it, because then I won't be myself. That leads me into number two. You lose yourself. You lose sight of your values, your goals, your personality. You stop standing up for your dreams and your beliefs because you are trying to please everyone else. This is not good. It is not a good feeling when you feel like you've lost yourself. You have to be okay with you. You have to at least know who you are, what you stand up for. You have to be able to speak for the things that are so important, like your values, your beliefs. Because when you start giving those things up, the power that you feel like you lose is so big that it just messes with you. So it's not okay. You cannot allow this to get in the way of losing yourself. You have to make sure that you remind yourself, what are my values? What are the things that are so important to me? What are some of the goals that I'm working towards? You know, what do I want to stand up for? What are my dreams? What are my beliefs? The things that I absolutely know in my heart that this stuff is important. And so I'm going to show up for these things. And also too, really important, don't lose your personality. You know, you're going to start feeling like a robot. You're going to start feeling like you're not fun. You're just this boring person because you have no idea how to show up. Don't lose your personality. Your personality is what carries you through life, doing all the things that you're going to do. Number three is your worth ends up feeling like it's tied to pleasing other people. And I think this is a big one. And it's so sad if you think about it. If we walk around this life thinking constantly, okay, what can I do for someone else to feel worthy? That is not a good way to live, right? That is not a good feeling to carry with you. So it ends up being this way that when you think about life like this, when you think about what do I need to do for others, and that's what brings your worth, that's not okay. Your worth comes from so many other things, so many other important values and beliefs that you have, and also from you showing up as your authentic self. I talked to you a minute ago about losing yourself, right? Well, your worth comes from who you are also, is how you show up. Do you say that you're going to do something and then you do it? You keep your own word? Are you honoring yourself? Do you love yourself? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you looking at the things that you're doing and showing yourself and telling yourself you did a good job, like celebrating the small wins? Your worth comes from so many other more important things than other people and what their opinion is of you. And remember what I said, the number one was, you can't please everyone. So think about it. If your worth is tied to pleasing everyone, but we already know that that's an impossible situation, do you think you're going to walk around feeling worthless? Absolutely. Because you're always going to be in a state where you realize you're constantly disappointing people. Can you imagine what kind of life that is if you're constantly feeling worthless because you feel like you're just a huge disappointment? Well, friend, you can't please everyone. So if you set it up that way, that's what you're going to feel like. Like you're this huge disappointment, and you're not. The reason you feel that way is because you think that you should go around pleasing everyone. Number four, the fourth problem, is that you put yourself last. You put everyone in front of you. And this is not to say that you shouldn't do for others. Absolutely. You know, it's a great way to live to be able to do for someone else. I always talk to you guys about that too. You know, doing acts of kindness to yourself and other people. It is such a good thing to be able to be that type of person that thinks about others and thinks of ways that you can help. But that does not mean that everyone else comes before you. You have to take care of you because you're the one doing all the things. You're the one that's going to show up for your kids, your family, your husband, your work, your friends. And if you're not taking care of you and you're just miserable, how do you show up? You're not going to show up as your best. You're not going to be able to give these people anything good because you don't feel it, right? You don't feel good. And so you have to make sure, put yourself first also, take care of you, because not because you're being selfish, but because you know that if you're able to take care of yourself, the people around you, anybody you show up for, they're just going to get a much better version of you. And you're going to be able to do so much more for other people when you feel good. And the fifth problem of trying to please everyone is that you find yourself always saying yes to things that you honestly didn't want to say yes to. And then what happens? You look at your time and how you're spending your time, and you're constantly spending time doing things that you don't want to do. Think about how busy we are. Everyone claims, like, I just don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. We all have these goals that we want to work on. And the one thing, the one excuse that everybody has is, I just don't have time to do it. And you feel miserable because you're not doing the things you want to do. But then if you look at your calendar, you constantly do things for other people that you don't even want to do. And so you become a yes ma'am, right? Can you do this? Yes. Can you take me here? Yes. Can you come this day? Even though you are extremely overwhelmed, you have a million things going on. What do? Instead of saying, you know what, I can't, I'm way too busy that day, you say yes. And then what happens? You're stressed out, running around like a crazy person, trying to figure out how to get things done because you have to go pick somebody up. And then when you don't have time to squeeze everything in, what ends up not happening? What do you sacrifice? The things that were important to you, right? Because you don't call that person to say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be able to come tomorrow. Can you find someone else? No, you end up going, oh my goodness, I don't have time. I have to go and pick this person up. I shouldn't have said yes. All right, well, I guess I won't work out. So now you sacrificed something that helps with your health and your mental health and your body and everything, right? Or you say, oh, you know, I won't take my daughter to the park like we planned. So now you disappoint your child because you're trying to please someone else and do for someone else when you should have said no. Saying no is not selfish, okay? This is going to lead me into my reminders. Those were your five problems. Now I want you to remember this. Saying no is not selfish. It's not. We have for so long, I think, carried this version of, oh, well, you should do for other people only, and you should be of service, and you should say yes and help people because we want to be good. And yes, you absolutely should find time in your day to do for others, but that doesn't mean that you're selfish if you say no. Because remember, it all ends up working all together really well. You say no because you're trying to make sure that you do the other things that you said yes to very well. You're trying to make sure that you're taking care of you so that you can show up for the rest of the people in the best way. So saying no is not selfish, and I want you to get really comfortable with it. I remember a long time ago on this podcast, I shared this season of my life where I was like, okay, I have these goals, there's these things that I want to do, so I'm going to say no to a lot of stuff. It was just needed. It was a season of my life where I realized, like, you know, I need to focus and I need the distractions gone and I need my time back to figure this out. I wanted to change my life. So no became, I forced it to be my favorite word. I had to say no to a lot of things, even fun things that I wanted to do because I was working on stuff. I was trying to make sure that I was focused on the things that I said, this is what's going to change my life. This is my goal. These are the things that I need to focus on. These are the people that I really need to show up for in this season. Anything outside of this for a moment, it has to be no because I just can't do it. And so no became my word, to be honest with you. And it was uncomfortable. It was, because sometimes you want to say yes and then you end up saying no and you feel kind of guilty. But you know what? Doing that forced me to get really comfortable with the word no and seeing that people are totally okay if you say no, I can't. Nothing major happens. Nothing gets ruined. And then the things that maybe say some people don't like it. Some people are like, oh, she said no, I can't believe it. And then, oh, but what if they leave me? What if the relationship, the friendships end? Well, you know what? I have a question. If that happens, is this someone that you really want in your life? Because if the people that you have in your life can't understand that you're just overwhelmed and extremely busy and have to say no, then if they don't understand that, then maybe they're not your people. Because I can tell you, the people that love you, they're going to be like, all right, girl, call me when you're ready to talk, or call me when you have time, or let's hang out and do this, or, oh no, that's fine. If I ask you for a favor and you have no time, they're going to understand because they love you and they want the best for you. The people that don't, their love and affection for you then becomes questionable, because nobody should get mad at people when somebody is overwhelmed and needs to say no to things. In fact, I even like to say that maybe this is the little exercise that you need in your life to figure out who your people are. Because I'm telling you, a lot of us, without realizing, sometimes we carry people in our crew, people that have access to us that shouldn't be there. And we're trying to figure out why life doesn't feel good. And it's because of the energy and the negativity and the people that we have around us that are holding us back. We try to figure out why we have such a hard time getting to the next level of life, doing things that we want to do. And it's probably because you're surrounded by people who are not on that same level, who don't have the same vision, don't have the same drive, don't have the same positive outlook for life, and they're holding you back. So maybe this is the exercise that you need. And then at the end of it, you're going to feel really good and you're going to look around and go, oh, wow. Without even trying, my circle cleaned up real nicely. And I kind of got rid of some people that maybe shouldn't have never been in my life. Without the intention of going into it with that, it automatically happens. Your second reminder is to set boundaries, not just for other people, but for yourself as well. You know, we always talk about boundaries, which are absolutely needed, okay? I have been really good with boundaries, and I've had seasons where I wasn't, and things started feeling like they were being destroyed. So I am 100% a believer in boundaries. We absolutely need boundaries. But you know what we don't hear a lot? You need to have boundaries with yourself too. Because a lot of times we say, this is what I want. These are my goals. This is what I want to do. But we don't set boundaries with ourselves. We'll look at other people and go, okay, these are my goals. This is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to spend my time. These are the things that I respect. This is the behavior that I'm going to allow in my life. So these are my boundaries that people need to respect. And if they don't respect those boundaries, then guess what? We're not going to be around each other. We're really good sometimes at setting those boundaries for other people. But what about setting boundaries for us as well? Because we're also really good at setting goals and doing these things and having this vision for our lives. And then we just give up. We don't show up. We don't honor ourselves and our word. We just give up on ourselves because we didn't set boundaries on ourselves. If you say, this is how I'm going to spend my time because I'm working on this project, and then you spend 3 hours on social media scrolling, you didn't set a boundary for yourself. You just left it completely open and you already know you're going to break that commitment that you made. And so you need to set boundaries for yourself as well because you're probably one of the people that constantly needs them. Let's be honest. So make sure that you are setting boundaries with other people, but also yourself. Your third reminder is, listen, we need to learn how to communicate with other people. This is one of the biggest things is, I always say this, communication will solve so many issues. If we could all just sit down and communicate, even if we have difference of opinions, even if we have different beliefs, we can still come to a place where it's like, hey girl, you know what? This was a good conversation. I'm glad we had it. I still don't agree with you and you don't agree with me and that's totally fine. But you know what? I love you still and this was great. Now I got to know you a little better. I got to understand why you feel the way you feel, why you believe what you believe. And even though I still may not agree with that person, we still leave with a much better understanding of each other. And it solves so many problems. But now we live in a time where people can't even sit down and conversate. Oh my goodness, if your opinion is different, well, they just cut you off. And it's like, okay, well, I guess we're not going to be around. It's crazy. Communicate with other people. And guess what? What did I say about saying no and how sometimes people are going to automatically remove themselves from your life because they can't handle that you're focused on something? Well, guess what? When you communicate with other people, you're going to be able to fix a lot of issues. And if just by communicating, people cut you out of their lives, you know, and I mean in a respectful way, if you're messy, then yeah, they're probably going to cut you off. But if you're honestly just communicating and that rubs people the wrong way and they go away, then maybe it was meant to be, right? You don't want to have people in your life that you can't have conversations with that get offended really easily just because you think differently. To me, honestly, I'm in a point in my life where it's like, I need to communicate with people. I'm not going to hold back my feelings. If you did something that hurt my feelings, we're going to talk about it. If I did something that hurt you, I need you to address it because I might not even know. And I can't change behavior that I don't know I'm doing, right? And I'm also not going to bite my tongue when I feel attacked or when I feel like something needs to be talked about just because you can't handle emotions and conversation and talking about things that make you feel uncomfortable but that need to be talked about. I can't do that. I can't have friendships, you know, relationships with people, have people in my life who I can't communicate with. And so to me, because I'm at this point in my life, I'm just like, communication is huge for me. And if people don't like it, if we can't sit down and conversate about something, then I have no idea how we're ever going to talk about anything important. And so if people want to go, then that's up to them. And you have to have that same approach. Communicate with your people. A lot of times it's not going to be like that. You'll be surprised to see that, oh, wow, you can have conversations with these people and you actually were able to fix a lot of things and they did need to be escalated. I think a lot of times things get escalated because there's no conversation going on. People try to avoid having conversations or they get offended too easily and then things just escalate and get worse. But if you're able to sit down and have an open mind and remove your ego out of the way, not go into it feeling like no matter what people say, you're just going to be attacked, you'll be surprised how many problems can be fixed just by sitting down and conversating. And the last reminder and tip that I want to give you is to practice spending time alone so that you can see that it's okay and that nothing bad happens, that you don't have to sit there and constantly depend on everybody else. You can depend on yourself and be just fine. I think a lot of times if we're not comfortable being alone, we're so quick to depend on other people and we need those other people in order for us to be happy. And sometimes if you don't know how to be alone, you end up feeling afraid. And that leads you to always saying yes. That leads you to always pleasing others, thinking that if you say no, you're going to let them down and then they're going to leave you and you're going to be alone. And it's honestly, a lot of times it could be a trauma response. You think that if you say no or you let someone down, that they're going to walk away from you, that they're not going to be around you, that they're going to leave you alone. And because you're afraid of being alone, you have a hard time handling the idea of rejection or disappointment or abandonment. And when you spend time alone, you realize like, oh, wow, I'm enough for me. To me, my alone time is me and God. Girl, God has been the one that I have relied on moments when I have felt alone. Even if I wasn't, you know, even if I have my amazing husband and my amazing kids around me, there was times where I have felt alone and God was the one that got me through it. But also too, I practice spending time alone. I have routines. It is my favorite time of the day. I wake up early for this. So when you realize that you're okay alone, it's okay. It's really good. You have your own back. You realize nothing bad happens and you're going to stop responding in a people-pleasing way because you're not going to be afraid or even think that it's going to lead to abandonment or rejection. And this is not to say push everybody away. Don't fix anything. Don't communicate with people. Just be alone. That's not what I'm saying. We need people. As human beings, we are wired to want to be around community. We need to have friendships and be around other people. That is extremely important because if you don't, you can find yourself depressed. You can find yourself alone, and that's not a good thing either. But that doesn't mean that you need everyone. It doesn't mean that you need to have a giant circle. Some people do really well with a big circle of people, and some people do really well with a small circle of people. So you don't have to be alone. You just have to be okay being alone. You have to know that it's okay, that you'll be just fine so that you're not afraid of it. And then make sure you're surrounding yourself with good people, with the right people, supportive people, loving people, and then you be that to them too. Don't just expect it, but also give it. You know, honestly, we can go on and on and on because there's so many things that you can do to help yourself from moving away from being this people pleaser. There are so many problems that can arise from it. There are so many things that you can do to remind yourself that you're going to be okay. But just remember this, you are your own individual person. The way that God made you is exactly how you need to show up and be. If you go through your life trying to please everyone, you are not going to please everyone and you're also going to lose yourself. And that's not a good thing. I really hope that you found these tips helpful. I hope you remember these things in moments when you're dealing with this. I hope that you practice to stop being a people pleaser, lean into more of what you want to do, your values, the things that are important to you. I want you to show up as yourself. And the more you practice it, the more you're going to get comfortable with it. The more you break these barriers that you're afraid of, the more you're going to realize like, oh, nothing happened. I didn't offend anyone. This is good. Okay. And then you're going to get comfortable with it. And you're also going to realize that it becomes your new normal. And the biggest thing you're going to realize is how much your life is going to improve. The quality of your life, the things that you're doing, the activities you're participating in, the people that you're surrounded with, how good you feel and how that's impacting how you show up for your people. Everything is going to be impacted. So make sure you guys spend some time focusing on this. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. Take care, and I will talk to you soon. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.